Hallelujah. Father God, we bless you, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we rejoice, and we will be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, that we are the healed of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that we are the blessed of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that we are the royal priesthood and the holy nation. We bless you, O God, that we are your witnesses. We bless you, Lord God, that we have been set apart for your service. We bless you, Lord God, that we have been restored. We bless you, O God, that we have been redeemed. We bless you, Lord God, for your anointing rests upon us as you have anointed us to preach the gospel. You have anointed us to repair desolate places. You have anointed us to bind the brokenhearted and to repair those that are bruised and bound. You have anointed us, Lord God, to rebuild desolate and waste places. Amen. We decree and declare that we are the lender and never the borrower. We decree and declare that you pour out blessings that we have no room to receive. We decree and declare that we are the head, Shadabosa, and not the tail. For you have redeemed us from the curse of the law. You've redeemed us, and oppression shall not have dominion in our lives. You have broken the spirit of depression from off of us. We thank you, Lord God, that elevation, expansion, and increase is our portion. We thank you, Lord God, that we are the blessed of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that the manifestations of your word shows forth in us and through us. We thank you, Lord God, that you load us daily with benefits. We thank you, Lord God, that the power, love, and sound mind is our portion, for you have not given us a spirit of fear. We decree and declare money making, money, creative ideas is happening even within us, even within our minds, even within our being. You're stirring every dormant gift, Ibo Shela, even now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for this manifestation of increase. We thank you, Lord God, for the fresh oil that pours upon us even now. And right now, people of God, let's pray over in the Holy Ghost.
Thank you. Thank you, Father God. I want to worship and praise your holy and righteous name, Lord God, as we continue to celebrate the 10 days of awe, dear God, as we continue to have the last 3 days that we're operating in, oh, Father God. We want to walk in the sweetness and favor of your will, oh, Father God. And, Lord God, as you use your Apostle Paul to tell us that, therefore, I'm a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other. Make an allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. For there is one body and one Spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for the future. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father who is over all and all and in living through all. However, he has given each one of us a Spirit gift through the generosity of Christ. That is why the Scriptures say, when he ascended to the heights, he led a crowd of captives and gave gifts to his people. Lord God, we want to thank and praise your holy name for just giving us the gift, oh dear God, of the fivefold ministry, Lord God. We want to thank and praise your name for the special anointing that you keep bestowing upon us, oh Father God. We want to thank you for the special anointing upon Prophetess Cynthia Dawson's life, oh Father God. I thank you for the anointing upon my great niece's life, Deja Corswell, oh Father God. I thank you for the special anointing upon my friend Lynn Hamilton's life, oh Father God. Lord God, I thank you for the special anointing upon Elder Yolanda T. Griffin, oh dear God. Lord God, I bless your sick and afflicted, oh dear God. For Lord God, you said by your stripes we are healed, oh dear God. We decree and declare the healing upon your saints today, oh dear God. Even the sinner man, oh Father God, we claim in healing to their minds, their body, their souls, that they will be reconciled to thee, oh Father God. We thank and we praise your holy and righteous name for the favor and mercy that you continue to bestow upon our lives, oh Father God. We thank and we praise your holy and righteous name for just ordering our steps in this season, Father God. We thank you for being our shepherd and our Lord, oh dear God. We thank you for not letting us want for anything, oh Father God. We thank you for just increasing our hands so that we will be able to gain wealth, oh Father God. We thank and we praise your name for keeping my mind stayed on thee, oh dear God, so that we can meditate on your word day and night. We thank you for the transforming of our minds, oh dear God. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to study thy word so that we will rightly divide the word of truth, oh dear God, that we will continue to keep on the breastplate of righteousness, oh dear God, that we will shod our feet like never before so that we can stumble upon serpents in this season, Father God. We thank and praise your name for the Archbishop Ebonar Jordan, oh dear God, as he continued to globalize the prophetic, oh Father God. We thank you for Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, for standing by his side, oh Father God, and just letting this platform be a place for us to come to your glory, oh dear God, to face your wall, oh dear God, to turn our face to you so that we can pray humbly as we know how, Father God. We thank you for all the prophets that's on the line, oh dear God, that they will continue to bind together, oh dear God, to be a community that will hold each other up, oh dear God, to come together when to bring more unity, oh dear God, where there's division, Father God. Bring us all together together so that we can get all your people around the world together, oh, Father God, so that we will be on one accord to spread the gospel, oh, dear God, according to your riches and your glory, Lord God. Lord God, we just want to fulfill the commission that you have given us, the great commission to spread the good gospel. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and give you thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Father God, we just come to you humbly, Lord, thanking you for just giving us life and peace and wisdom. We just thank you for your healing. I thank you for total healing. Thank you for the family that's represented on this line, Lord. We thank you for the education of who you are in your word, your instruction for us, Lord God. We thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for creating this space for us, Lord, that we can come together as a body to worship you and honor you and love you and to just be able to humbly come before you, Lord. We thank you for that. We thank you for all the children of the world, Lord. We thank you because they are our future, Lord, and we just ask for protection. We ask for protection for the children, Lord, this day. We ask you come before you to thank you for the mothers of the churches nationwide, Lord, because with them they do give us wisdom daily. We thank you for all the bishops and the pastors and apostles and evangelists and all the prophets and prophetess, Lord. We thank you for we thank you for the instructions, Lord. We thank you for the authorities that's in place today to keep the peace, Lord. We thank you for the restoration of the persons, the people in Texas and Louisiana and other countries and states that they've been going through. We thank you for them to look to you, Lord, for instruction, for guidance, for wisdom. We thank you for all things. In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
And Father, we're thanking you for the dawning of a new day. Father, we thank you for your love and compassion. Father, we thank you for the winds that are being settled. Father, we thank you for your volunteers that are helping. And we thank you, Father, for the strength and encouragement that you're giving your people from one day to another. Father, allow them to know that you are still in their midst. And without you, where would we be? Father, we're just thanking you for our Archbishop, even our Jordan, our Master Prophet, and our leading lady Pastor Prophet, Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you for the company of prophets. We thank you for the mission in Ghana. We thank you for returning them safely as they travel back on Monday evening, Father. Father, we thank you for everyone on this line. May you bless every home. May you answer every whisper of prayer uttered unto you, Father. May your grace and your mercy follow us forever. May the uncommon favor, be a favorite for every prayer that is being petitioned right now, Father. Father, we thank you for the world peace. We thank you for the world leadership around the world. And we thank you for the healing and strength of your people, Lord. We thank you for the guidance. We thank you for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson's healing, a continuous healing, Father. We know that you are a miracle worker for each and every one of us on this line, Father. And we thank you ahead of time for always being there for us. Father, we thank you for the homelessness. Father, keep a hedge of protection around them. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for the hedge of protection you keep around our children as they go to and fro. We thank you for all the principals and the guidance counselors and the teachers that teach our children worldwide. We thank you for the, Father, we just thank you for the breakthrough when it comes to business ideas. Father, even if there is someone that may be laid off, Father, we thank you for an open, greater door that you're going to bring unto your people, that they always know that you're in the midst. because we know that no weapon formed against your people shall ever prosper. Father, we decree and declare in victory in every household that's represented on this line, and even for those that hadn't made it on. Father, we thank you for covering the entire world, and we ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for your merciful kindness, God, and thank you for allowing us to come together again in unity, seeking your face, God, this early morning. Thank you for this new day that you have made. Thank you for your creation, your covering. Thank you for your help and your provision, your guidance, God. Thank you for loving us, caring for us, seeing about us, God, on a daily basis. God, I ask you to look upon each and every person on the line, those who are listening in. Bless them in a mighty way, God. Cover them, keep them, protect them, God. Give them safety. Heal them, those who need to be healed. And thank you for the healing of Prophetess Cynthia Dawson and anyone else who's on the prayer line. God, I ask you to look upon them, those who are in need of healing, God. And I thank you even for my own healing. Thank you for your mercy, God. And I ask you to look upon the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and the company of prophets who are still in Ghana ministering the word of the Lord, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them, cover them, and allow them to return to the United States safely, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in their lives and even in our lives. Thank you for each and every prophet on the line tonight, God. Let us not be weary in well-doing, because we will reap. You said we will reap if we faint not. And we are diligent to come onto this line, God, and pray. Thank you for Prophetess Darlene leading the call. Bless her, God. Keep her, cover her, protect her mom and her family, and strengthen her, God. And same prayer for each and every prophet on the line, God. Strengthen them, protect them, keep them, cover them, guide them, God. Give them the desires of their hearts. Thank you for their diligence, God. Thank you for your mercy. And Lord, remember all of the prophets, even those who are not here tonight. They might be sleeping in their beds or doing other things. Bless them. Keep them, God. Encourage them. Strengthen them. And thank you, God, for your love. Please remember my family. Remember Charlene, the lady who has breast cancer, God. But we know that all things are possible, and you are the healer, her maker. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Father, I will bless the Lord, oh my soul. And Father, I want to thank you for this new day even now. I want to thank you for the opportunity to come before you and lift your name up even now, Father God. I want to thank you for every life here on the line even now. Father, I want to thank you for being the head of my life. Thank you for being Alpha and Omega, Father God. Father God, thank you for being our provider even now, Father God. Thank you for being our shepherd even now, Father God. Father God, I want to ask you right now to please allow peace to reign in our homes and in our hearts and in our lives even now, Father God. Father God, any spirit unlike you going against your will, Father God, we bind it even now, rebuke it, Father God. Father God, thank you for the power in the name of Jesus even now. Father, I want to thank you for my family even now. I want to thank you for my children, and I want to thank you for all the children even now, Father God. Thank you for our elders even now, Father God. Father God, touch my grandmothers even now, Father God. Thank you for allowing my other grandmother to see another year as well even now, Father God. Father God, I want to thank you for my parents even now, Father God. Father God, let no weapon formed against us prosper even now, Father God. Thank you for your protection even now, Father God, as we come in and as we go. Father God, thank you for right relationships and right partnerships even now, Father God. Give us wisdom as we move and move and step daily in your word even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for opening our eyes and our ears even now so that we may be able to hear your voice clearly even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for all these things and many more. I love you. And thank you. Amen and amen.
Prophet's choice.
Father God, we thank you and we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. For the word of the Lord is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing us under of souls and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is discerner of the thought and intents of the heart. Amen. Father God, we give you our honor and praise, O God, and we thank you, God, for being the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by you, O God. O God, we thank you, Lord, for ordering our step, O God. We thank you, Lord, for elevation, God. We thank you, God, for making a way out of no way, O God. O God, we thank you, God, that all your truth and mercy dwell richly in our hearts, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for letting us be your light. And your presence shines through us to influence others to follow you, God. God, we thank you, God, for preparation, God. God, we thank you, Lord, for creativity, O God. And we thank you, God, for ordering our step, O God. God, we thank you, God, for business ideas, O God. O God, we thank you, Lord, for quietness and confidence and strength that comes to all of us that wait on you, God. God, we thank you, God, for balance, Lord, in our life, oh God. And God, we thank you, Lord, for increase. We thank you, God, for laughter, God. We thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones, and all that surround us, oh God. God, we thank you, God, for your perfect law of liberty, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord, because you are the author and the finisher of faith, and we will continue to trust in you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for cleansing our hearts, oh God, from all selfishness, oh Lord. We thank you, God, for letting us decrease and you increase in our lives, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for your blessings upon the schools, college, and all institutions of learning, Lord, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for patience to do your will in this new day, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for making us above only, God. We thank you, God, for we are prosperous, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for answering the cry of your people, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for open doors, Jesus, that you have for us, oh God. And we thank you, God, for spiritual healing, Lord. We thank you, God, for clarity, oh God, in our life, oh God. And we thank you, God, for canceling any attack of the enemy, Lord. And we thank you, God, for scattering the enemies, oh Father God. God, we thank you, God, for making this new day a day of victory, God, and dispelling any darkness from our minds and our wills, oh God. And we thank you, God, for also opportunity in this new day, Lord. And God, thank you, God, for all your leaders all over the world, oh God. And thank you, God, for giving them direction in their lives and also the lives of your people, Lord. Thank you, God, for the right divine relationship, God. Thank you, God, for keeping your marriage full of love and strength, oh God, and letting them continue to be holy and deathless, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, Lord, for comforting and your people, God, who suffers affliction, Lord. We want to thank you, God, for them, oh God, for holding them and comforting them and also healing them, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, God. And thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies, Lord. Thank you, God, for traveling mercies by air, land, or sea. Thank you, God, for keeping us safe. Thank you, God, for keeping our leaders, Master Prophet and a leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan and the children and all who had went on that journey to Africa with them, oh God. Thank you, God, for continue to protect them from harm to their body or soul and continue to supporting them with your grace, oh God. And thank you, God, for keeping them mindful of your presence and keeping them safe and bringing them home safe and sound, oh God. We thank you, God. Truly we do, God. And we thank you for all these things. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the blessed Holy Ghost, in Jesus' mighty, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. We thank you, Father God, that you are our abundance. We thank you, Lord God, that we are the head and not the tail. We thank you, Father God, that we are above only and never beneath. We thank you, Lord, that you enlarge our territory and realign our borders. We thank you, Lord, that our borders are expanded beyond our own expectation, for the eyes have not seen, nor the ears have heard, neither have entered into our hearts what you have prepared for those that love you, God. We remove the blockage of vision, the blockage to our understanding, and the blockage to our ability to conceive the greatness that you have called us into, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you shall bring us out from up under the burdens of debt, the burdens of oppression, the burdens of racism, the burdens of illness, the burdens, Lord God, of governmental structures that come to rob us of the abundance that you have called us into. We thank you, Lord God, that you have delivered us from all form of bondage, and you break the band of wickedness over our lives even now, even our families' lives. Every generational curse is destroyed because of your anointing. We thank you, Father God, that wealth and riches are in our house. We thank you, Lord, that our righteousness endureth forever, and the beauty of the Lord is upon us. We thank you that you establish your work, the work of our hands forever. We thank you, Lord God, that you have shot the arrow of deliverance. We are walking in victory because our enemies fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come nigh us, for only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked, because we abide in the secret place of the Most High God. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and we say, Lord, you're our refuge. We say, Lord, you're our God. We say, Lord, we trust in you. We thank you, Lord, that we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of sinners, nor do we sit in the seat of the scornful, but our delight is in your law. In your law we meditate day and night. We are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. We bring forth our fruit now in this season. Also our leaf shall not wither. And whatsoever we doeth shall prosperous. We thank you for the prosperity anointing that flows from our Archbishop down to us. As we submit under the authority, God, we thank you that we receive the abundance that you have even bestowed upon him. We thank you, Lord, that God, that as we strengthen his hands, that we as we undergird him, as we submit to authority, God, and walk faithfully, God, that you're increasing him and you're expanding him, and you're as he globalizes the prophetic, and you're also increasing our house. We thank you, Father God, for the glory of God that shall be revealed in each of our lives. We thank you, God, because you giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that death is swallowed up in victory. Sickness is swallowed up in victory. Lack and addiction is swallowed up in victory. Sin is swallowed up in victory. Sin has no rule over us. We thank you, Lord, that we crucify our flesh and we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. We thank you, Lord God, for all debts being canceled. We thank you for the 8018 seed, the law of abundance seed. We thank you, Lord, that the abundance is being revealed even now. Unexpected miracles, unexpected breakthrough, unexpected blessing, unexpected prasha, unexpected promotion is our portion. Lord God, we thank you that this even is the turnaround seed, the seed of the turnaround. Turnaround, Lord God, we call our enemies to bless us. We call our enemies to promote us. We call our enemies to advance us. We call our enemies to lay the blessings of God at our feet, because the wealth of the wicked is laid up for us. And we command it to be released to us even now. And bless everyone on the call. Bless every household represented. We bless our parents. We bless our elders. We bless our children. Divine protection, divine correction, divine alignment. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Prophetess Bethany, the announcement.
Amen, amen, amen. Powerful prayer on this morning. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you. Join us here at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for our morning call with the Master Prophet, our conference call at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard call. I want to encourage those of you that are available to join in on the call, listen in, and be a part of what is happening. So many exciting things happening as our leadership is on a mission right now. Amen. Then you can join us at 12 noon on the same conference call line once again, 12 noon for our Pop Life radio show. And it will be checkup from the neck up with our other fellow company of prophets. So I want to invite you to join us there as well. And then at 11:50 again tonight, 11:50 p.m., join us back here for our midnight cry call as we will be here to go ahead and lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Check your email, people of God. We are in the season of the law of abundance. You do not want to miss out on what is happening or your breakthrough or your testimony. Amen. God bless you, one and all. Prophetess Darlene.
Amen. Thank you all for being on the call tonight. We had 102, amen, prayer warriors joining us, but I stand in agreement with the woman of God, our pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, who desires to see 200 on the call. And I'm going to challenge each of you to bring someone with you, to invite someone with you, amen, to advertise this prayer on your Facebook pages, your Instagram pages, your snapshots, all of that. Amen. Your periscopes. Bring someone with you. Don't just be selfish with this. Let someone know that the prophets are praying, that God is moving, God is healing, God is restoring, and God is delivering by His Spirit. I love you all. God bless you, and have a great rest of the day.
God bless you, family. God bless you.
Good morning.
Love you tonight.
Love you.